Good morning, everyone. 欢迎收听八点英语 New Idea, New Day. 我是 Zoe. 速度与激情特别行动，不知道你们去看了没有？很可惜这部电影没有看到范迪塞尔，不过巨石强森还是那个巨石强森 Don The Rock Johnson， 完全看不出来他已经年近半百，47岁了。很多人都知道他很自律，每天疯狂锻炼，却不知道他以前经历过多少挫折，激励他变得如此自律。他曾经说 I like to use the hard times of the past to motivate me today.His zero to hero journey didn't just happen by chance. He battled with depression after his parents separated when he was only 14. 强森在一个摔跤世家长大，父母在他14岁的时候就离婚了，他受到了很大的打击，开始在学校打架，还被警察拘留过好几次。后来某一天，他回到家，发现自己和妈妈的家门被贴了一张驱逐令，他们只能再住最后一星期。He felt helpless as he watched his mother break down crying. Johnson lay in his bed that night, feeling grateful to even have a bed to sleep in, and thought about how he could avoid his mother ever getting evicted again. 也是在那天晚上，他开始重新振作，思考怎样才能通过自己的努力，让妈妈和自己再也不用被驱赶，没有地方住。这时候他想到了自己的偶像史泰龙和施瓦辛格，幻想自己有一天能成为像他们那样的人。 Johnson said, The men I idolized built their bodies and became somebody, and I thought that can be me. So I started working out. The funny thing is, I didn't realize back then I was having a defining moment.
当时十几岁的自己意识不到这就是自己一生之中的转折点，决定性时刻，
defining moment.就是这个决定让他开始疯狂锻炼身体，因为他觉得只要自己能够像自己的偶像，那他也能成为像他们那样那么成功的人。后来变强壮后的 Johnson 开始喜欢上了美式橄榄球，还拿到了迈阿密大学打橄榄球防守的全额奖学金。
He started to dream that he could one day make it to the NFL, the National Football League, but sadly, injuries kept Johnson backHis average grade was only 0.7, and he dropped out.
他开始幻想自己哪一天可以打到美国职业橄榄球联盟 NFL. 可惜常年累积下来的伤病让他第一年的绩点只有 0.7, 无奈离开了校队。他的教练让他读了 criminology, 犯罪学，一个起码不用动武的专业，让他养伤。后来 Johnson 顺利毕业了。为了追求自己 NFL 的梦想，毕业后他到了加拿大，成功加入了加拿大橄榄球联盟。
But at that time, Johnson was borderline broke.
当时快没什么钱了。
Borderline 是边界的意思。Borderline broke 就是快穷得叮当响了。He shared a two-bedroom apartment with three other players. They all survived on ramen noodles and spaghetti.Johnson thought if it could get him to the NFL, it would all be worth it.
为了省钱，三个人睡两间房，每天只吃自己做的面条。Johnson 想着，只要最后能够实现 NFL 的梦想，这些都没有关系。但很可惜，赛季开始的两个月后，他又被辞退了。这时候的他全部身家只剩下$7。
Johnson said, In 1995, I had $7 in my pocket.And knew two things. I'm broke as hell, and one day I won't be. And I'll tell you all
about it when I see you again. 幸运的是，命运总是给人关上了一扇门，又打开了一扇窗。当然了，这扇窗得自己去探寻。
Johnson has always been positive. He had the faith that the one thing you value to happen oftentimes is the bad thing that never happened.So, instead of focusing on a football career, he pursued another passion to become a professional wrestler.
他开始回到了家族的老本行摔跤，在26岁的时候登上了世界摔跤联盟的舞台，后来拿了六次 WWE 美国职业联盟冠军。
He was at the height of his wrestling career. He had finally succeeded in buying his parents a real home.
拥有成长性思维的 Johnson 当时觉得在摔跤领域自己已经把自己能做的都做到了，所以他又开始重新尝试别的领域。
在主持完一次 SNL 周六夜现场娱乐节目之后，开始被好莱坞注意到挖掘了。后来的故事我们都知道了。今年的福布斯全球收入最高名人的演员榜中， Johnson 以8940万美元排名第一。从7美元到如今的演员收入第一，他做到了。
So, what's his secret of success?
Johnson said, Success at any time will always come down to this, focus and effort, and we control both. 任何的成功都离不开专注和努力，而这些是我们都可以控制的。就像他时至今日也是坚持每天凌晨3-4点就起来锻炼。我因为工作原因也经常3点多起床，不过起来就很困很困，很难想象他到底是坚持了多久的习惯，才能让他在这个点就非常清醒，做很重的体能训练，开始新的一天。并且他永远都有一个很清晰的目标，每个阶段都给自己定可实现的计划。
He said, Think back 5 years ago. Think of where you are at today. Think ahead 5 years and what you want to accomplish. Be unstoppable.
想想5年前你在做什么，现在5年过去了，当年的愿望实现了吗？下一个5年你又想实现什么呢？欢迎留言和我们一起分享哦。节目全文可以关注微信公众号 Zoe 八点英语，回复巨石强森即可。好吧，新的一天要开始了，加油。
Without you my friendAnd I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.